The group Me Too Springfield is trying to oust a Greene County judge from office. The advocacy group feels Judge Calvin Holden's rulings are too lenient on sexual assault perpetrators. KSMU's Claire Kidwell and Jennifer Moore looked at what Missouri law says about the process of removing a judge.
When a person disagrees with a Missouri judge's ruling, they have the right to appeal that decision through an appeals court. But the group Me Too Springfield says it's not just one ruling they have a problem with, it's a pattern. Judge Holden serves on the Greene County Circuit Court.
We reached out to multiple judicial sources, but they said they were unable to comment on any particular case. They were able, however, to point us to the rules and the constitutional provisions that govern this process. And the Missouri Constitution, Article 5, Section 24, outlines how a judge can be removed. In short, there's a commission that investigates complaints, the Commission on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline. The Constitution says if a judge is mentally or physically incapable, or if he or she is charged with a crime, for examples, then the commission can vote to remove or suspend that judge. But the commission can also recommend that a judge be removed for things like misconduct or willful neglect of duty.
And Me Too Springfield is gathering signatures to present to the commission with the argument that Holden's controversial rulings fall within that definition. Jordan Harris is the president of Me Too Springfield.
While they're not specifically something that the commission technically or usually looks into, we think that these sentences prove that Judge Holden is not taking the responsibility that he promised to take. He's not doing the job that he said that he would.
To file a complaint with the commission, Missourians have to fill out a complaint form detailing what the judge did that they consider misconduct.
And often in complaint cases, the commission is considering whether the judge has violated the Code of Judicial Conduct. According to the Missouri Court's website, that code says, among other things, that judges should uphold the integrity of the court and perform duties promptly, efficiently, and fairly.
It's clear from reading through the rules of the Missouri Supreme Court that complying with the law is paramount. Still, judges are given discretion within the law to decide guilt or innocence, and to sentence as they deem most fitting, based on the evidence before them. Essentially, that's why they exist as judges.
But the rules also indicate that public confidence in the judiciary is critical to the overall system, and that a judge's actions must promote the public confidence in the integrity of the court. The commission is not the only way for a Missouri judge to be removed. The state constitution also says all judges are liable to impeachment by the Missouri House of Representatives for a list of offenses that include misconduct, willful neglect of duty, incompetency, or, quote, any offense involving moral turpitude.
Lastly, a Missouri judge can be removed by the people through the ballot box. In Greene County, circuit court judges are up for retention every 6 years. Judge Holden was elected circuit judge in 1996 and was most recently retained by voters in 2018. The next time he's up for a retention vote will be in 2024. KSMU requested an interview with the Commission on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline, but the commission declined, citing its confidentiality requirements.
And despite multiple attempts, we were unable to connect with Judge Holden for a comment. To read for yourself those sections of the Missouri Constitution, as well as the rules that guide Missouri's judicial branch on these decisions, you can visit this story on our website, ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Moore.
And I'm Claire Kidwell.